what draws you to the actual original Mechagodzilla so much?
I think it's just overall, it's the design of it. I really do. I mean, it was so memorable to me as a kid. And I just, that one really stuck in my brain. And when you look at the design of it, there's something very unique about it, that it would be very hard to get a designer to make that type of style today. You know, something very 70s about it, and simple, yet it's very menacing. It's not overdone with all these different joints that move and machinations, and I know that makes it more realistic, but there's something about, to me, that 70s era, even when you look at, like, say, the Ultraman kaiju of the 60s, there's a really inspired sense of these bizarre monsters. And I thought, for a robot, you know, it never bothered me that it didn't necessarily look like Godzilla. The crest on the top of the head is just fantastic. And, yeah, it's something very, very unique. And I think now what you see is a lot of the design sense is kind of blending together. I saw, like, even Ultraman, there was, like, a newer version, and he had a lot of, like, plates and shifting armor plates on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was kind of, like, confused by that, because I'm like, that was never something that I wondered about or felt the old original design was lacking. So sometimes I think we get a little too complex for our own good. And there's something nice and clean about the original design that's just eye-catching. Makes a killer toy. It really does.
Yeah, and an awesome costume, right? Like,
that was a lot of work. Yeah,
yeah, tell me about it. How did you, first off, how did you make the decision to build your Mechagodzilla costume?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, my friends and I, when I lived in Burbank, we would just always, for Halloween in L.A., do some kind of crazy costume. We'd always try to outdo each other. And so I had just bought the Billiken 1975 kit of Mechagodzilla. And I thought that kit was just fantastic. It was so well detailed, right down to the little, you know, die-cast rockets you stick in his fingers. And I, for whatever reason, I was like, I'm going to try making this. So I used that as my guide, and I built that whole costume for Halloween. And it was really fun to do. I still have the head in my office here at Lucasfilm. I had to, unfortunately, throw the body out. Loomed there in the bedroom for years, and my wife had about enough of it, so it's time to move it on. But I took it when Godzilla got a star on the Walk of Fame.
Oh yeah, I was there, man.
I took it down there. Were you there?
I was there. I saw you. I saw you in your costume. Of course, I didn't know it was you at the time, but, like, it was.
Well,
I
wouldn't
have
been anybody. You know, I mean, I'm barely anybody now. So it's like, you know, all these people I meet to find out I like Godzilla, they say, hey, did you see that guy, Mechagodzilla costume? I'm like, yeah, that was me. But it was great. They didn't let me near Godzilla, though. He was a really little guy, remember?
Yeah. Oh,
I was shocked how small that suit was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your Mechagodzilla is a lot taller than the actual final Godzilla, the Final Wars Godzilla.
Yeah, I was big. I would have crushed him if they let me near him.
Because that thing was probably about, it was over 6 feet tall, right? Just about?
Pretty much, yeah. And I mean, I tried to do it very similarly because I looked out of the neck, you know, it was two big pieces. It was like a lower half that had the legs and the tail and the lower torso. And then you slid into that and you lowered the top half on and it kind of Velcroed at the mid. And then you stepped into the feet. So that was, you know, later on, I saw some behind-the-scenes footage where the suit actually worked pretty much like that when you broke it up into how they built it. And I saw it was on display over in Tokyo, I think, last summer. I was really disappointed I didn't get to go see it.